This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program, D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria, and then there's Kara Schillen, who's in Washington at our main studio headquarters, originating network is Radio America. Victoria's on the beach in New Jersey, and then there's Jennifer on the beach in California, kinda. So, if your brain is working today, that's good. Make sure that it's open and receiving, taking messages from us and from people that are all around your world, whether it's your immediate world or around the world. They're interesting filters that have been constructed. Some of them are political, we were talking about. Some of them have to do with our sexuality. Some of them have to do with our age. Some of them have to do with our IQ. It interprets ideas and assigns meaning to them. I think that's what's fascinating about our brains. We were talking about how everything's become political. Well, it's an now that's part of the broadcasting. See, we all are broadcasters in a manner of speaking. We're constructing messages. We send them out to people using all of these, the Facebook, social media, all of that stuff. You are. We're all broadcasters. It used to be we were professional, right? But now anybody can be a broadcaster in a manner of speaking. So I hope you're using your station well as you prepare for more focus on the day. Jennifer has somebody. Well, I guess we ought to have a list, Jennifer, of who's in and who's out.
Oh, it would take forever. There's still a lot of candidates. I think 24 Democrats running for the presidency in 2020. Yeah, but there is one less. There used to be 25. We should pour one out, I guess. Isn't that what they do? They pour out a glass of champagne or something for John Hickenlooper. The former governor of Colorado is out of the race. He decided he's been under a lot of pressure to quit. And in fact, his first...
From whom?
He had his staffers. So follow along with this one. So he had a staff that he hired. That staff said, you got to jump out of the race. You got to get out. We're not getting any traction here. Run for the Senate, John. Run for the Senate. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not a quitter. I'm sticking in 2020. This is what I want to do. Well, all of those staffers quit. He hired some new people. He's been trying to kind of reorganize himself, but it just did not work. He was a long shot for the White House and never was able to really crack 0 to 1% in multiple polls. I think really what's happening for John Hickenlooper is that the pressure on him from Chuck Schumer and others to run for Senate is so great because Democrats would like to pick up some seats in the Senate for 2020. And Cory Gardner is a senator from Colorado who's up for re-election next year. He's considered to be one of the most vulnerable senators because he's a Republican. Colorado is shifting. Colorado's always been a purple state, but it's shifting more to the blue. And so Democrats feel there's a real opportunity with the strong candidate. So John Hickenlooper is...
It's the pot that does it. It must be that pot legalized there.
Maybe. But so he's out, and people are expecting him to jump into the Senate race. He's still got a year to do that. It shows you that the presidential field, Hickenlooper was seen as more of a moderate. There's just not a lot of room for that moderate approach right now with the candidates. He was getting heckled and stuff when he would go out and say, I don't believe in socialized medicine. So all of a sudden, he would get heckled. He'd get heckled.
Yeah,
heckled Looper.
Heckled.
Another interesting story related to the candidates, you know, the next round of debate are coming up in September, and people are trying to struggle. Beto O'Rourke has done a campaign reset now for the third time. But I thought this was kind of interesting from Axios. They looked at the senators and the representatives, so just the people in Congress who are running for president, and there are right now 10 people in Congress who are running for president in 2020.
So who's doing their job while they're out on the road?
Well, exactly. But this is what Axios got at, is they put together a graph about the number of votes missed by all of these congresspeople and then the number of bills that they sponsored. Any guesses of the congresspeople as to who performs the best, relatively, in both of those categories?
Of the people running for president?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who performs the best?
The
Fauci
best... Close. Very close. Good guess. Amy Klobuchar is actually the one who has missed the least amount of votes and sponsored the most amount of bills. So here's how it kind of filters out. So this is first with the people who are missing votes. Seth Moulton has missed the least amount of votes. He's only missed 16%. Klobuchar missed 22%. Gabbard, 25%. They're doing the best. At the bottom of the list, the worst, Cory Booker has missed 45 different votes. Kamala Harris, right behind him, 44%. Bernie Sanders, 40%. Kirsten Gillibrand, also 40%, tied with Bernie Sanders. They're the worst.
Moulton,
Klobuchar, Gabbard, the best.
She's tied up with
Kind of in the middle. She's 1, 2, 3, 4. She's in fifth place. She's at 28.2.
She's tied in Democratic polls with Bernie. Or
yeah.
Close to being pied. That's
well, not Bernie. Joe Biden.
I mean, Joe Biden, yeah.
Right. Yeah, in a YouGov poll, she's in a statistical tie. She's 1 percentage point behind him, but that's within the margin of error. Now, as far as the number of bills sponsored, Amy Klobuchar has sponsored 69 bills. That is in stark contrast to the 11 bills sponsored by Tulsi Gabbard. Somewhere in between, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, each with 40 and 41 bills. Bernie Sanders, this is surprising. For somebody who talks so much about changing policy, he's only sponsored 18 bills. Compared with Amy Klobuchar's 69.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, but I thought that's an interesting way to look at who's actually performing in Congress as opposed to just what percentages they're carrying in a presidential poll.
All right, so here's how I look.
Did we talk about Tulsi Gabbard suspending her campaign?
Yeah, we did not. Actually, I was thank
you. We didn't, right?
No, we
didn't.
Yeah,
just for a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Well, she's gone into military duty. It's, you know, she left for Indonesia, taking part in a counterterrorism response training unit. She's a major in the Hawaii Air National Army National Guard. Two tours of duty. She's been in the Middle East. In Iraq from 2004 to 2005. In Kuwait, she was there from 2008 to 2009. She's only one of three Democratic hopefuls with some military experience. The other two are Pete Buttigieg and Joe...
Buttigieg,
him too. And Joe Sestak. I don't even know who Joe Sestak is.
Yeah, he's a lower
name.
He is running, though. I get emails from him all the time.
Really? So I apply to congratulations. I liked her from the beginning, frankly. Anyway, I apply to Elizabeth Warren what I use as a phrase when Cruz was running. You want to lose? Vote for Cruz. If you want to make sure Donald Trump gets to be reelected, make sure that you vote for
you'll Warren. Have to think of a catchier version of that.
Yeah,
losing
I don't think that's
Cruz
gonna stick.
Work.
It doesn't rhyme.
It doesn't stick. I'll work on that. Meanwhile, Representative Steve King, who is not exactly the most beneficial face for the Republican Party, said that generations of people would not be here without rape and incest. This guy actually said that.
And what exactly is he talking? I saw a headline of that, but
well, there's the anti-abortion legislation.
Yeah, this is because people are trying to make it so there are exceptions that you can get an abortion if you've been raped or if it's a a matter of incest. And he's saying, hey, we wouldn't even be around today if rape and incest weren't a thing. So hey,
who is dumb enough to make that statement? Like
who's dumb? Yeah, but who's dumb enough to think that? So how many people are here because they're a product of rape or incest? First of all, the circumstances of getting pregnant during rape or incest, it is relatively low. But that has nothing to do with science. That's just, because some people say, remember, who was the jackass who said that women can turn it off if they're being raped? Remember that guy? The genius?
Yeah,
some
Republican. Forget about that guy.
No, yeah, that guy.
That's terrible.
So he said that you can't get pregnant if you're being raped. Well, there are a lot of rape victims who would beg to differ. But it's to even say that it's been a beneficial thing to our population.
I'm beginning to wonder if he was born out of incest or something, because
because you have to wonder.
Not protest. Fully formed about this brain.
He'll be gone next year. I don't think, everybody wants to go in and say, get him out of here. He'll be voted out.
Okay, so here's another person in the news, Ashley Graham. Speaking of what we were just speaking about, this is a positive story about her being pregnant. She's pregnant for the first time. She's going to be a mom. Her husband is Justin Irvin. Happy news on an Instagram post. 9 years ago today, I married the love of my life, she wrote. It's been the best journey with my favorite person in the world. Isn't it great when you feel that way? Today, we're feeling so blessed, grateful, and excited to celebrate with our growing family. Happy anniversary. She says that to her husband. Life is about to get even better.
They are so sweet together.
Yeah.
I follow both of them on Instagram. And they just, they took a cute video where it was just like their faces and their upper bodies. Yeah. And then they zoomed out and you could see the bump. And
she's pretty pregnant, too.
Yeah, I was amazed.
She's definitely out of her first trimester.
Yeah, she was in Italy. I mean, she must have just been posting old pictures because you could not tell from pictures like a week or two ago. But, she looks great. And I don't know. It just makes me happy when people get married and they really seem to be super happy.
Happily ever after.
So, yeah.
And she got married young. She's 31. They've been married for nine years. So I don't know how long they dated before that.
There you go. Most recent podcast at djvshow.com. A focus, as most have tried to pick apart, the Jeffrey Epstein death and what's going on there. A lot of conspiracy theories. We expound on ours on the podcast. Also, the controversy facing Lyft and Uber, a focus on that. The number one reason marriages end, item. And then Chick-fil-A's menu. We got all kinds of things. We're all over the place, as you know, conversationally. So help yourself to what you haven't heard yet. Go to djvshow.com and connect with us there. You can listen anytime live. Just hit the listen button at djvshow.com.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you could use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret? Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great. Can it help keep you asleep? Yes, it senses our movements and adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night. I don't think it's a secret anymore.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing, only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Here we go for Chuck Berry fans. This is your moment. There's a new documentary on Mr. Berry, his 60th birthday concert, and the drama surrounding it, captured in Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. Arguably one of the greatest music films of all time. But Chuck Berry's personal life has never been covered on screen until now, boys and girls. A film called Chuck Berry premieres in October at the Nashville Film Festival. It's going to be juicy. A new trailer that's out now. Several of the rock and roll legends of his time reflect on what Chuck Berry meant to them. And George Thorogood said, quote, he was the most important guitarist in rock history. Stevie Van Zandt said, you could almost say that Chuck Berry invented the teenager. Really? The film features interviews with some of Berry's more reclusive family members. His wife of 68 years, her name was Themetta, says when he came home, he was the guy I married. It's the first time she's ever been interviewed. Family members really gave a profound insight into the man behind the music, according to the director of the film. Also, talking to his lawyer about the truth behind some of the charges levied against him, and that's a film in itself. Berry spent 2 years in jail in the early 60s after he was accused, found guilty of transporting a 14-year-old girl across state lines for various and sundry purposes. In 1990...
That's a nice way to put it.
Right. Several women filed a lawsuit against Berry claiming that he videotaped them in the ladies' room of his restaurant in St. Louis. I shouldn't laugh at that. He and Jerry Lee Lewis belonged to the same pew in the church. The director of this film says that in sifting through the archival material, he learned so much on record is simply not how things were, really. A small example would be how we learned that although Berry was widely known for his steely and calculated approach to business and finance, there was a good reason, which emanated from a history of being cheated by producers and promoters, but only once. He would demand before he went. Same thing as Aretha. Aretha learned it from him, though. He told Aretha, don't trust the producers. Get your money before you go on stage. Chuck Berry would not, he would walk, he would not rehearse. He would walk into the stage, behind the stage, backstage, and the producer of the show would have to have a satchel or a briefcase with the cash to cover the performance that night, or he would not go on.
And, well, do you know how many times he got stiffed because he was black?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, right, exactly. And so he told Aretha, and she was famous for the same thing.
Yeah.
Don't give her the cash for the show. Don't expect me to go on. So I thought that was kind of interesting. All right, let's see what else can we cook up here on the music portion of this hour of the DJV program. A wide-ranging exhibit chronicling the Clash's landmark third album, London Calling, hitting the Museum of London this winter. 40th anniversary celebration called The Clash London Calling, opening November 15th, features draft lyrics from singer-guitarist Joe Strummer's notebook, some of the stage outfits, the photos, the films. There'll also be instruments played by the band during their recording and performance of the songs from their iconic 1979 double album, which mashed up punk and rock and rockabilly, jazz, pop songs, all that sort of thing. A free exhibit, which will run through the spring of next year, will feature one-of-a-kind items, including Strummer's notebook with early lyrics for the title track and his typewriter, the bass guitar that Paul Simonon famously smashed on stage at the Palladium. All right, so anyway, where do you find this?
That's at the London Museum, but if you can't make that, they also are putting out a book, a hardcover book, with all of the same stuff in it, and a CD
London
copy
Calling
of the album.
Craft book, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're fans of The Clash, you've just got it all. 28 and change at the hour here on the program where you do get it all, the DJV Show.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, hey, we'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten, yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Another lively Trump rally, this one in New Hampshire. President Trump pointing out a heckler who interrupts his speech.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising. Get him out of here, please. Got a bigger problem than I do. Got a bigger problem than all of us. Now he goes home and his mom says, what the hell have you just done?
Now, during his remarks in Manchester, the president tackles what he believes is the Democratic agenda.
The radical Democrats are trying to tear America apart. Who doesn't share their extreme views.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Now 34 at the hour on the familiar DJV program with familiar voices, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and mine here. This is absolutely going to appear on the DJV podcast, djvshow.com podcast, the latest juicy Jeffrey Epstein story. Or is it a story? What do we call this? Revelation?
I guess it could be a revelation.
A nightmare waiting to happen.
God. A nightmare for Bill Clinton,
dreams.
Anyway. Yeah. All right, so what's the story, ladies? They've all been talking about it off the air. Let's get at it.
Well, this credit goes to Jen, because she found this first.
I don't know if that's the credit I want, but yeah.
So it turns out that the New York Post, and you can see this on their site, too, they have a picture of a painting of Bill Clinton wearing a blue dress similar to Monica's blue dress, mm-hmm, and red high heel shoes, mm-hmm, and he is sitting in a sort of a club chair, and he's pointing sort of oddly at whoever is looking at him. And so this is a very weird large painting, and it's done by a New York based artist. It's called Parsing Bill is the name of the piece, and Jeffrey Epstein owned it and hung it prominently in his Manhattan townhouse. And several sources, including law enforcement sources, have confirmed that when you walk in, there it is. It was in a room.
You see?
It is. It's the room right to the right of the main entrance. It was hanging prominently, and everybody who saw it laughed, apparently. And this was just part of Jeffrey Epstein's bizarre taste.
Do you really laugh when you see that?
I would laugh.
A second.
I mean,
would
it was,
laugh too.
Yeah, if you, but if you see you know someone chose to hang that. I know.
I don't know. Jeffrey Epstein is such a weird.
I would laugh and then immediately I would just turn around and walk back out. I'd be like, "Huh? Yeah. Okay, see you guys later."
The fact that he was actually supposedly, well, I don't know. I guess he was friends. Well, I don't know if we
It appears that he's taken plane trips with him to the island.
Yes. So, I don't know if they were on the same plane together. I'm not sure. But there is some relationship there because Guilan, Maxwell, the woman who is his accomplice, she was at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. So, obviously, there's some other connection there on a friendship level. But I don't know if maybe Clinton was in on the joke and he thought this was also funny. I doubt Hillary would
walking
think it's
in.
Funny.
I know, and seeing that, oh my god.
Yeah, and this picture is supposed to be, he's sitting in a chair in what's supposed to be the Oval Office. So I'm like, is this one of Epstein's weird fantasies? Is this based in reality? I do not know.
But you think Bill Clinton actually wore a blue dress?
I don't know. He wouldn't be the first person to hang out in the White House and...
Well,
in his heels.
No, I think that was the FBI director, J. Garuda.
He might have been in the White House occasionally.
The weird home decor apparently doesn't stop there. Jeffrey Epstein also had a mannequin that hung from the ceiling that was dressed in a wedding gown. So it was above the staircase, kind of looking like a giant
doll. How did people get this screwed up?
I don't know.
How do you get this messed up?
I don't know. But, you know, I was just, Karen and I were just talking behind the scenes. I read an article yesterday on it was a profile of this Guilan Maxwell woman. And I didn't realize that she was British. She lived in New York for a long time. They can't seem to find her now. The feds and the press, no one can find her. And there are lots of rumors about where she is. None of that. And the trail has gone cold. But her own father, who was he's described as a disgraced media mogul. Max, I forget his first name now, but apparently apparently he was very similar to Jeffrey Epstein. So she grew up with a very creepy father who, you know, she had lots of daddy issues and she constantly was trying to do things to get in his
room. How
old is she now? If Jeffrey Epstein was 66, she's probably
in her
56.
Yeah,
maybe late 50s. But apparently she had this very dysfunctional relationship with her own father, constantly trying to get his attention and get into his good graces. So when Jeffrey Epstein comes along with all of his weird proclivities, if you want to call them that, she had no problem jumping right in and trying to do the same thing that she did with her father. Because we've all been wondering as women, how, as a woman, are you doing this? And apparently the only way, Jeffrey Epstein was not interested in her, but the only way she could actually have any sort of hookup with him was in these threesomes when she would bring these very young girls, and that was the only way she could really get any physical attention from Jeffrey Epstein. So there's so much psychology and just warped things happening.
All right, let's
here.
Take that. You want to take that to another level?
Oh boy.
Here's
do we want to?
Well, Connor Betts is the person responsible for the horror in Ohio. Right. Okay. So his parents wrote his obituary, and there is this, the obit identifies him as a former grill cook at Chipotle, a student at the community college, an intelligent man with striking blue eyes and a kind smile.
Yeah, apparently it's a glowing review of him.
Yeah.
Which, look, I get. When your parents are someone...
They're in denial.
They're in denial. Yeah. Let's not forget that he also killed their daughter, his younger, his sister.
The only reason I told you the story now is because we're caught in this deviant discussion.
What did they write about the daughter?
I don't know that they I don't see
she also
they
had,
did. It's the same kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Did
similar,
they
talking about how she's about to graduate college and where she worked and that she was, like, a wonderful daughter and all those things, which, I get, there's no mention of, you know, how she died or anything like that. And people are upset because it doesn't mention what he did. Look, if I was the parents, I probably... It doesn't normally happen in obituaries where you put, hey, he also killed 9 people.
But why write an obituary
for me, especially living in that town, because all the people who were killed are, like, locals, I just wouldn't publish an obituary about him. And it's just...
How do you live in that town for the rest of your life?
Well, I think that tells you everything you need to know. These parents were in denial, which is why they never
stopped their kid.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's just creepy. What kind of people are there? Let me just go one step further here. Because we've alluded to this rapper, ASAP Rocky.
ASAP.
ASAP.
Him too.
Yeah, ASAP Rocky.
Is he a weirdo? What's his story?
I mean, he was just arrested for assault.
He was found guilty.
His name is ASAP Rocky. Do you think he's a weirdo?
Well, I mean, does that mean every single...
There are a couple of ASAPs, yeah.
Every single one is a little weird. Yep.
I mean, I'm beginning at this point to think if you're in the entertainment industry, probably including us, then you have to be a little... weird, but
I don't know. I mean, he was a little crazy.
I think you should be speaking for yourself here, Karen.
I'm
not the rest of us.
Definitely speaking for you, Doug, more than anyone.
For me,
but we're not crazy enough to call ourselves ASAP Kara.
Hey, I might.
ASAP Dougie.
We don't know.
ASAP Dougie. How's that sound?
That's not bad, actually.
ASAP Dougie.
Just don't go to Sweden and assault anyone.
I haven't been to Sweden. I've only been there once in my life. Beautiful place.
I'd like you to call me as slow as possible, Jen.
ASAP Jen. All right. Anyway, so this guy sentenced to 6 months in prison or something like that.
No, he's not going to serve any jail time.
That's what the prosecutor wanted, but I didn't get it.
Yeah, I just doubt he's ever going to be going back there.
No. Probably
smart
not.
Maneuver.
Mm-hmm. Other entertainment news? Okay, one more. This I don't know whether I think this is weird or not. Diana is a musical that's going to be in Broadway or on Broadway this spring about the late Princess of Wales. Do we think that's weird or not?
Well, it's already been, it's out in La Jolla. It's in near San Diego. It's already been pretty successful, which is why it's making its big leap to Broadway. I don't know. To me, it's kind of morbid, but...
Yeah, whatever. That's what I was thinking.
What's it about, like, weird stuff?
Singing
it's basically,
and dancing about Diana?
It takes place during her divorce from Charles, so that wasn't really a great time for her. So I'm not.
Well, that makes it interesting. She was.
Yeah, but you're gonna make a musical out of that? What do you say? Oh, I loved him. I loved him, but I've left.
But
him.
I liked my personal trainer more. You know, like what are you gonna like? That's why Harry looks like him.
How about the? Let's see, who else could we have? What was his name that was in the car with her? The guy was the son
Dodie
of the
Fayed.
Guy.
Dodie Fayed.
I want to know who plays Fergie.
Dodie Fayed. How do you put all this stuff to music?
We don't have to see the show. You just saved us $50.
And you said I was weird, Kara. How dare you? 44 after the hour on the DJV program.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost Super Reliable, Super Fast Network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? 4 lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones...
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines. When disaster erupts. When disease rages. When communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Ah, the bow elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof for my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Polydent kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria in the laboratory testing that's been done. Polydent is clean, fresh, and confident. You will feel fine in your 409, if you know what I mean. All right, come on, ladies. Back to the Bill Clinton dress.
We have new revelations.
Okay, what's the next revelation?
So the revelation is the blue dress that Bill Clinton is wearing.
Listen to the giggle in her voice, folks, as she tells
you. It's hilarious.
It's so weird.
It's so weird. So the blue dress that Bill Clinton is wearing in this weird painting, where he's also wearing red high heels, apparently the dress is actually not a replica of the blue dress that Monica Lewinsky infamously wore. This is Hillary Clinton's 2009 Kennedy Center Honors gown. And when you look at the pictures of it, it is exactly that. There is no way around it. That is the dress that Bill Clinton is wearing in this painting. So it just makes it even creepier. And I wonder if the Clintons saw this painting in person.
I don't know if they saw it in person, but they have to know it exists. Ugh.
Yeah.
They might. Well, they do now. It's all over every tabloid. Oh my God! It's so weird.
Just to go back for a second, not to make this about me, but Kara, I believe you said I was weird.
And I stand by that remark.
And comparison to what? Certainly, you don't see any men with blue dresses and red heels hanging in my house.
I keep it in my house.
I've certainly never been to your house to prove that, so I don't know.
Come visit anytime. I have a party here sometime for everybody. We'll have a weekend. We'll do weekend at Dougie's.
You are less weird than Jeffrey Epstein, which is not hard to do. He is the weirdest of the weird. He's a 10. You are maybe more weird than A$AP Rocky.
Really?
I'll put you in the
middle.
What
about your father? Where would you put your father?
He might fall somewhere in there, too. He's in the middle somewhere, too.
All right. Okay. Just want to make sure everything's clear here. Love you, Dad. Love you, Dad. Love everybody. That's the secret to long life, having lots of love. It's 10 before the hour on the DJB program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time, doctor, the doctor present and accounted for on duty at the moment is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who studiously goes through all the health journals every week and includes in his conversation and comments here for us an overview, kind of an interpretation, if you will, of some of the things. And oftentimes there's a hook between one or more because of events that are going on, things that are being studied, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe, Ken, that's how we put these stories about depression together here. And we'll maybe start with focus on exercise and what it does for people who have depression. This, I almost think this is a no-brainer, but you're going to help us understand the whys and the wherefores.
Well, this is now based on good scientific proof. The bottom line, Doug, is that exercise is an effective medicine against depression in most cases. However, many programs dedicated to treating depression do not include exercise in their list of recommendations. Typically, specialists will recommend antidepressant drugs and psychotherapy for managing clinical depression, but physical activity as a lifestyle adjustment could boost the effectiveness of therapy.
Do you think that would be, even in the form of things like people who are now so attached to those step things in their watches that they get in 10,000 steps a day or 12, whatever it is, that activity alone, would that help people from becoming depressed? Or if you are depressed, do you think that lets some of the steam off?
Absolutely. I think just getting out and moving and getting activity, getting out in nature, getting out with people, all of that helps depression.
So then there's another story that's sort of related to this that specifically zeroes in on physical fitness and its impact on those who may or may, is it, maybe even if you're physically active, you prevent yourself from becoming depressed. Is that a way?
Interestingly, in the medical journals this week, there's another article about not only treating, but prevention. And this extends depression to anxiety. This is in the Journal of Affective Disorders this week, that depression and anxiety, Doug, not only reduce overall well-being and life satisfaction, but they also increase the risk of cardiovascular disease and increase mortality risk. So these can be very serious issues. And the news this week is that improving physical fitness can lower the risk of getting depression or anxiety. So just get out there and do some activity you enjoy.
Have you ever felt like you were depressed?
Have I? I exercise. I identify with these studies because I exercise.
I ask you because I know you. I know you well enough to know that that's kind of.
I was asking myself the same question when I was reviewing these articles, and I really think for myself, exercising on a regular basis has really helped me to avoid a lot of this.
Well, there are things that go on in one's personal life that will bring on depression. But I would think also, your profession, you're a cardiologist. You see people who are usually in need, and maybe you can't help them all the time. And that is, that's part of the thing of this. I know you that well to know how the people who come to you for treatment or who need help and you can't give it to them, how that has to affect you mentally. I know it does.
It does, but the nice thing in cardiology is that we accept at the end of life, we can help a lot of people. And one of the things that I've really dedicated myself more recently professionally is to prevention. And I'm dealing with so many 40 to 60-year-old folks these days, and I'm extending their lives a decade with a few sessions.
You should be proud of yourself for that. Dr. Ken here. Here's the word on something else that's helpful as you get a little older. We all have aches and pains. Doesn't make any difference. Exercising like Ken, you got aches and pains. Working out on the farm, I exercise and I work on the farm, and aches and pains. Most everybody, the older you get, the more aches and the more pains you have. So how do you deal with them? New on the market, new on this front, is Joint Formula 14, a game changer for those of you who live with aches and pains. Get over them with Joint Formula 14. Works in 14 days, or you get your money back. Get rid of all of those aches you have from head to toe. If you've tried glucosamine, that's good. But Joint Formula 14 is better and different. Go to achefree.live and order it 50% off using the DJV code. Achefree.live. Go achefree. Achefree.live. 50% off at using the code DJV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.